Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thank you for helping me celebrate 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing that this half hour with our good friend Steve Forbes, the chairman and the chief and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. The website is Forbes.com. Please check it out. His new book is called Freedom Manifesto. It's an outstanding book that I encourage you to check out. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Pleasure.
Steve, I believe in American exceptionalism. I believe in it to my core. I've experienced it in many facets of America, on Main Street, in the military, in business, in the small business sector. I believe that America is unique and exceptional, but the rankings that we now are having, and you guys your Forbes reported on this recently. Our rankings in the world are showing that our exceptionalism is we're losing some of it. Talk to us about that.
We are indeed, and unfortunately, I think the president has the attitude we're just one nation like any other nation. We have a different culture and all that kind of thing, but we're just one among many, and we're not just another nation. We are exceptional from the way we were founded.
The world needs America to be exceptional, doesn't it?
Well, without us, you would have a much more troubled and dangerous and violent world. And that's why you see the sight today as China's military gets stronger of a country like Vietnam urging us, begging us to have a bigger military presence in Vietnam, especially their naval bases. Whoever would have thought that would happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, recently, Forbes reported that U.S. global business-friendly ranking, our business-friendly ranking in the world, had dropped down to number 12.
Well, you look at our taxes. You know, on the business side, we now have the highest taxes, corporate tax, of the developed world. And we know what the president wants to do come January 1st, raising taxes on a portion of the small business community and the people who create capital, invest capital. So you see the looming regulations making it much more difficult. And what's dangerous about the Obamacare and Dodd-Frank, Jim, is that language is so vague, it gives enormous discretion and power to government.
Right.
And that's not the essence of the rule of law. The rules are supposed to be clear, not something bureaucrats can play with.
And that vague language is what causes small business owners to wind up being collateral damage, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If they want to gig you, they can, and that's not right.
Well, it certainly isn't, and so we've got to gird our loins. But you know, Steve, we have businesses to run. We have employees to make payroll for every Friday or every other Friday. We got customers to serve. Life goes on. Talk to us about what you see coming at us for the economy for 2013. Are we more likely to have a little bit more expansion, or are we, you know, maybe moving in the upward direction, or are we more likely to go in the wrong direction?
Well, I think certainly for the next couple of quarters, as they say, when you go up in an airplane and you get some turbulence, tighten your seatbelts. We're going to have some turbulence ahead because of what we're doing with taxes here. Europe and Japan are making huge mistakes on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll eventually get through this, Jim, but short term, the lessons of the 70s, the lessons of the 1930s in terms of taxation and regulation have been forgotten. Or ignored, I should say. We know what the lessons are. And so just keep a watch on that cash and don't do anything foolish because the waters are going to get choppier.
Right. Well, and do you think that Washington will resolve the fiscal cliff thing satisfactorily, at least enough to get it down the road before the end of the year?
What I worry about is that the president wouldn't mind going off the fiscal cliff. He wants his pound of flesh. He wants tax rates to go up on upper income businesses and people. And he will quite willingly trash the economy to do it. He just wants petty vengeance.
And folks, if you think we're being, you know, partisan about when we say these things, just realize this: this week, no small business was invited to the White House, but MoveOn.org was.
Yep.
Now, what's wrong with that picture, Steve?
Well, and you saw it too, Jim, with the president calling for $1.6 trillion of new taxes, not the $800 billion he was talking about with Boehner, right. Speaker John Boehner, a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very clear. He just doesn't care what happens to the economy. He wants to get after people,
right?
Certain people who've succeeded.
Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the time you've given us over the years and for all you do for America. We'll see you next time.
Look forward to it, Jim. Congratulations again on the 15th.
Thank you. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.